Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. NPS budget, rising costs strain, Superintendent Nolan's goals despite efficiency efforts, by Adam Bernstein. On March 2nd, the school committee, including Mayor Mark Laredo, met with Superintendent Anna Nolan and NPS Chief Financial and Administrative Officer Liam Hurley in a public but unrecorded budget meeting at the Education Center. The meeting was also attended by Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education Aisha Farag and observed by Newton Teachers Association President Michael Zilas, NTA Second Release Officer Ryan Normandin, Fig City News, and one member of the public. The discussion centered on a 41-page presentation from Dr. Nolan and Mr. Hurley that consisted of a summary of system efficiencies and cost reductions achieved and anticipated from 2026 to 2030, various district cost metric comparisons with other Massachusetts school districts, and most significantly, a fiscal year 2027, which covers the September 2026 through June 2027 school year, forecast with budget requests from NPS. Important context for the presentation was contained in a February 25th memorandum from NPS to the committee, which reported that in the current school year, NPS is running at a financial deficit, most significantly due to higher than forecasted costs for substitute teachers and more students moving into Newton who require individualized education program aides. This year's deficit has resulted in a hiring freeze, except for IEP aides as required by law, and a spending slowdown announced to NPS staff on February 11th. The dialogue and materials in the March 2nd meeting showed that the city has indicated a fiscal year 2027 budget allocation to NPS of $314.8 million, a relatively large increase compared with recent prior years, representing 5.75% over fiscal year 2026. However, this $314.8 million is $2.5 million below the $317.3 million fiscal year 2027 allocation that NPS is presently stating is required to continue this year's level of services next year. If Dr. Nolan's Bridge to Thrive educational improvement initiatives for fiscal year 2027 were implemented, the total budget forecast would rise to $321.2 million. These improvement initiatives notably include funding for 8 middle school specialists for the new Pathways math curriculum that was unveiled at the February 2nd school committee meeting, additional teaching support and reading interventionists, and special education resources for the Reflections and Bridge programs. Dr. Nolan noted that funding the full $321.2 million amount would represent an increase of 8.0% year-over-year and therefore was not a realistic request for NPS to make. The committee's discussion made apparent that the $314.8 million indicated allocation from the city was calculated prior to the recent full knowledge of inflationary pressures on NPS, and it was therefore made on the assumption that amount would be sufficient for some fiscal year 2027 improvement initiatives, including the well-publicized math pathways. Higher employee benefit costs, out-of-district student placement costs, and, to a lesser extent, energy costs are among the important cost drivers. Dr. Nolan compiled various options, including certain cuts and redeployment of resources, to bridge the gap between $314.8 million and the cost of desired services. At this meeting, however, she did not give the committee a specific recommendation for which budget-fixing options to implement. The discussion between the mayor and the other committee members indicated a need to demonstrate to all Newton residents that NPS is striving for spending efficiencies and that educator staffing levels are matching enrollment levels that are stable to slightly declining. Dr. Nolan confirmed that the fiscal year 2027 forecast contained a further reduction of 7 elementary school full-time employees due to reduced enrollment, 2 of which would be redeployed to middle schools, in addition to the 10 full-time employees downsized last year. Committee member Victor Lee from Ward 8 raised the possibility of an override, but even if one were launched immediately, it would not conclude in time to affect the fiscal year 2027 budget, which must be finalized this spring. Fig City News covered the analogous school committee budget workshop 1 year ago, and the tone this year was calmer, with a clearer understanding of the numbers, though it still contained consternation over rising expenses, squeezing the district's ability to fund new initiatives. The school committee chair, Alicia Piedalou, noted the incredibly generous offer on the table, alluding to the city's indicated budget increase of 5.75% for NPS, while Mayor Laredo said that Superintendent Nolan, Chair Alicia Piedalou, and Vice Chair Jason Bardwaj engaged in tremendous back and forth in the budget discussions prior to the meeting. Given the current budget gap, however, it remains to be seen if this spring's NPS budget process will approach the public rancor Newton witnessed last year. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.